All right, getting going on the Quranic code today. You know, I didn't realize how many American words I didn't know until I started reading the Quran in American, which must have been translated from Arabic. Here we go. All right, last week we ended up by saying do not set up rivals to the Adonai when you know better, when you know it just causes division, when you know that it's just bogus, when you know there's only one God, and really there shouldn't be any images of him anywhere. So you know when people are setting up idols that you're getting into something you probably shouldn't be. According to the Quran, do not set up rivals to the Adonai when you know better. You know better in your heart, you know better than to set up any rivals to the one true God of Israel. And if you are in doubt concerning that which we reveal unto our slave Muhammad, then this is what it says to do. So if you're questioning what Gabriel told Muhammad, okay? Because someone said this the other day. They're like, well, God didn't write the Quran. It's like, God didn't write the New Testament. It's like, what? That doesn't even make sense that you'd even use that argument against something when you're fully immersed in the New Testament. And God didn't even write the Torah. Moses did, but God did write the Ten Commandments with his finger, which meant probably very serious. Keep the Ten Commandments. All right, and if you are in doubt concerning that which we reveal unto our slave, Muhammad. So, Muhammad's a slave, like, to basically the people overseeing this whole show, all right, that came down and revealed this to him. But if you doubt that, if you want to go and say, yo, you know what, I doubt what Muhammad said. I doubt that Gabriel did that. I doubt that. Everything happened the way that he said it happened. Then it says, this is what you can do. So if you doubt this, this is what you can do. Produce a surah. Produce something, a work, a writing. Produce a writing, is what it's saying. Okay? Or something similar to a writing. And call your witnesses. So call the people that will testify that, yeah, that's the truth. All right? Besides God. So they've got to be on the earth. Like, the witnesses have to be on the earth. They can't just say, yo, just believe me because God said so. Like, the witnesses need to be on the earth besides the Adonai if it is truthful. Okay? So if you don't believe it, then produce your own works and call your witnesses on the earth and prove it through that. And that's kind of something, like, I was just listening to somebody saying, you know, you should look into all religions. You really should. You shouldn't believe all religions. I'm not saying that. But the truth will come through everything. And it's funny how long the West has been closed off to the Quran because they just refuse to even look at it or even because they believe it's a different God. If they just understood that it's just another story about the same God and the same story of Abraham, then we could all come to the meat of the table. And that's what we're working towards. So it says, though, like, if you don't believe what Muhammad said in his revelation, then you write something down and you produce all your people, okay, is what it's saying. And if you can't do it and you never, ever do it your whole life, then guard yourself against the fire prepared for disbelievers. Because they were trying to basically lead everybody astray. All right? So he's saying, and you never do it throughout your whole life. You never produce a work and you never call your witnesses. Then guard yourself against the fire prepared for disbelievers whose fuel is of men and stones. So nobody wants to go there. And give glad tidings, O Muhammad, unto those who believe and do good works. So there's only good works in this. It doesn't really say not to do any good works to the people who believe, but to the non-believers, I don't know exactly what it says, but there's got to be something to slowly dwindle down those numbers, because they're basically like poisoning the food on purpose. And nobody wants poisoned food, right? Like, we already got poisoned food. Like, do you want to keep eating that? No, then we got to have to do something. And the Quran might be part of the way. But obviously the laws of Moses going throughout the whole land are the real way. But the Quran is definitely going to lead people there. Visit our website, www.thekingdomofjudah.com. And don't forget to donate. Muhammad Rasulullah.